Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, October 28th.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're almost into November.
Yeah.
Which means, what, Halloween's in a couple days?
Yeah, everything's going to fly by. Halloween, Thanksgiving, yeah. New Year, Christmas,
I know.
New Year.
Have you gotten a costume yet?
No. Still deciding.
Yeah.
Still thinking about it.
I know. There's not so many like Halloween stores open now.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm just not very creative when it comes to stuff like this.
Yeah, okay.
No.
So you buy like store costumes and stuff like that? Or
No, because I don't really like them.
I know.
But I'm just not, like maybe a cat. I don't know. I'm just not creative.
Yeah.
It's just like generic.
Yeah,
things.
Like Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wow. That's pretty funny. But, you know, the... I mean, there's a lot of different costumes and stuff now to wear.
Yeah.
But this is funny because I guess Kmart got or Walmart got some complaints on their website, and I guess they have some costumes for plus size women, but the category is fat girl costumes.
Oh wow!
At first, I thought, well, maybe it's costumes to look like a fat girl. But no, it's for heavy women to wear.
I can see why they got complaints.
Yeah.
Totally. That's so bad.
I know. Who would have sat there and actually thought this up
and
nobody
let that
caught
be
it?
Printed.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody caught it, you know.
Yeah, that's terrible. There's like on the news and stuff that they're complaining because there's Ebola outfits that you can buy online.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, like a sexy Ebola nurse and all this terrible stuff.
Oh, God.
But it's one of those situations where, is it too soon?
Right.
I think it might be.
That's true, yeah. But
too
I guess
soon.
Until it becomes very serious here, people are going to laugh about it,
yeah.
I suppose. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty timely, though, you got to admit, you know.
And then there's other costumes that this was all on the news last night. There was one kid that posted a photo on Instagram of his parents, and his dad was Ray Rice, and his mom was the girlfriend and had a black eye. And the kid was, like, said, best costume ever. And I can't remember who it was, but somebody famous tweeted back, your parents are idiots.
Yeah.
And then there was another kid that had the Ray Rice jersey on and was holding a doll with black hair by the hair.
Okay.
It's like, oh my God.
God, people go all out for this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, there's just such random. I mean, I saw one girl was Ariana Grande. Ariana, is that how you say a name? She's a singer.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
Like, how? I don't even know what she looks like.
Yeah.
So how can you be her? And then she was like tweeting, oh, I'm getting mistaken for her. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Like people,
she did look like her at all.
I who knows? But yeah. I don't know. It's just weird costumes. Like I can see like Katy Perry.
Yeah.
When I've seen a bunch of outfits where people have worn like cupcakes on their boobs because there's a video where she did that.
Oh, really?
And that's funny. But when you're just trying to be somebody normally, it's like, that's kind of strange.
Yeah, it is. It's weird, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, people, I guess, want to look like famous people. I don't know why, but they do.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So, I mean, all kinds of costumes out there. I'm sure a lot of them are in bad taste. Actually, there was something here. I guess I didn't really look it up, but it says costumes that you should avoid. Let's see what it says. It has that picture of the Octomom.
Oh,
if you remember her.
But like, who knows what she looks like?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah,
you know. So
I know.
Just
it's like
strange.
Well, they're showing her wearing something, so it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a costume of her.
Gotcha.
But. Oh, yeah, look, there's a guy with a Rice t-shirt carrying a doll by her foot. Is
there
that the one
go.
You meant? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I know, it's terrible. And it's like so soon that just happened. And domestic violence isn't something to make fun of.
Right.
It's a really serious matter.
It really is, you know. But some people, I guess, laugh at anything, which, yeah. I don't know, maybe it's okay, you know. I don't know. But, yeah, they're showing some costumes. Wow. Heidi Klum went all out and stuff. But this is a picture from 2008. Wow, I can't even describe it. She's got like about 8 arms. She's painted blue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Holding a severed head and stuff. I mean, what is that?
A smurf, that's a pretty normal one. That's a lot of people, I feel like, are smurfs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zombie, witch, of course.
Yeah. I know all these different shows that they have now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because... I'm seeing here also something that reminded me, I watched on CNN yesterday. I guess this horse fell into a pool and they were trying to get him out, but he kept on falling asleep and snoring.
Oh.
So it's a snoring horse. But I mean, here they are dragging him out of the pool and he falls asleep.
That's weird. How did he fall in the pool?
I don't know. Maybe he just jumped in or maybe just fell. I don't know how he got there. It must be people that have a horse in a pool.
What a life.
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever been to Halloween Horror Nights?
No, I never have. It's actually a good idea, huh?
Yeah, I would like to go. There's Halloween Horror Nights. There's the Griffith Park. It's Haunted Hayride. That's what it's called. Not Scary Farm.
Yeah.
What's that usually called? Knott's Berry?
Knott's Berry Farm,
yeah,
right.
And then it's Not Scary Farm.
Right. Universal always has something, right?
Yeah, that's the Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, okay.
That's the one there.
All right.
Last year I went to the one at the Queen Mary, which, I don't know, people jumping out isn't my thing, I think why I would like... Halloween Horror Nights, because you can go on the rides too.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of the Halloween and it's scary and whatever, but you can go on the rides as well. But the Queen Mary one was kind of creepy because it's supposed to be haunted anyway.
Right.
So it was just like, this is creepy.
So it was supposed to feel like a haunted ship or something?
Well, it is a haunted ship.
Apparently. It is?
Because so many people have died on it and...
Wow.
Yeah. But there was a couple of mazes actually on the ship, and then they were all surrounding. But it was creepy.
Yeah.
When people jump out at you and they look so scary. I know a girl that does she dresses up and has the face paint and whatever at Halloween Horror Nights. And she said, like, she always posts things on Facebook, like, tonight it was Neil Patrick Harris. And so many people go to them.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see. How many famous people actually go to these events and want to get scared?
Yeah, I know. But when you think about it, when someone jumps out at you, it's not so much being scared as just startled, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a surprise thing. So
yeah.
I don't really get that. I mean, I get like... But it does put you on edge, you know, and maybe that's what they want to do.
And you never know where they're going to jump out at.
Right,
and they can't touch you, but...
Right.
But I don't know, they get so close. It's like, are you going to touch me? I remember I was so young. We were at Universal Studios in, I don't know, maybe it was here in Los Angeles. It wasn't the Florida one, I know that. But we were at a Universal Studios, and there was the Mummy maze. And I just remember me, my mom, and my grandma were all crying. We were out on, it was like... a rope bridge. It was the scariest thing.
Wow.
And I was so young, but it was, I mean, even they were crying. It was just awful. And being on even being on the rope bridge, there was still people jumping out at you. And it was just so creepy.
Wow.
That I vividly remember that, and I was young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I remember when I was in Amsterdam a few years back, I went to the wax museum. And I like those wax museums, you know, because they're kind of creepy and stuff. But at the same time, it's interesting to see the art of how people are able to duplicate real people, you know, in wax and stuff. So I went there, and of course in Amsterdam you're like high all the time. So I go into this museum totally like you know, totally stoned. I walk in there. The first thing I see is James Bond, you know, Pierce Brosnan standing there, and Madonna next to him. And I'm going, wow, you know, this is pretty cool. So I stood like right in front of him and stared into their eyes. And it's like, you're almost like looking at the real person, you know. You see that some of them are not that tall and like you imagined and things like that. So I went through it, and the person I was with didn't want to go in, so I went by myself inside, and then I got to this area where it started getting scary. I'm like, what's going on here? You know, because you have all these normal like characters and stuff, like heads of state and celebrities and things like that, and suddenly it's like it gets kind of spooky, and I'm going, what's going on? And then suddenly, like, you know, so you start getting a little scared and stuff, and then because there's no like people around you, and suddenly people started jumping out.
Yeah.
And that's unusual for a wax museum to happen, you know? You expect everything to just stay there.
Be still.
Right. So I'm seeing these creatures jumping in front of me, and I'm like freaking out. I'm like, what's going on? Then I'm thinking to myself, as long as they don't touch you, you're okay, you know?
Definitely.
So that's why when you mentioned that, I was thinking about that. And I don't know if they actually touched me or not. I don't remember.
I don't think they're allowed to.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
But maybe the things they were wearing, you know, sort of brushed
against
me.
Right, and with the noises they make. Yeah. And it's just creepy. It's just really creepy.
The stuff people do, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Do you like scary movies?
I do.
You do?
I do, but I don't like, I mean, zombies is now the craze. And I don't like zombies. I don't like vampires. Like Vampire Diaries was a huge show.
I know. Those are like two cliches, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't like zombies and vampires. Because they're not real.
Right.
I like scary movies
that are real
could be real.
Right.
I mean, The Strangers is probably the scariest movie I've ever seen. And it's about, have you ever seen it?
No.
It's an older movie. I mean, I can picture the truck that these three killers were in, and they wear the masks, and they go in and they just torture this house, this couple. I think it was a couple, a family. They just torture them, and that could happen.
Yeah.
That's why it's so scary.
That's true, yeah.
And the Saw movies, I love those movies.
Yeah.
They're a little far-fetched, but I mean, it could happen.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I know.
But
sometimes I wonder why they feel they have to show all the gore and everything. You know, it's like, you know, even the new movie Fury, which is not a scary movie, that's with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
With the tank crew. I hear it's very graphic and stuff. And, you know, I'm thinking, why do I want to see that? At the same time, though, I guess they want you to feel the way the people in the movie feel when they see a severed limb or something like that.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, I'm not going to the movie because I might get too queasy from it, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to see these things, even though, you know, it's not real.
You can put your hand over your
face. Yeah, they make it look so real, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
but no, it's just some images stay, like, seared in your mind forever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't want to see them.
Yeah.
Like those beheading videos from ISIS
stuff.
I never wanted to watch those, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Halloween's a strange kind of time. I mean, the holiday just to get dressed up and...
Yeah.
And, I mean, I like carving pumpkins. And I feel like a lot more people... Like, even last year, I carved a pumpkin by myself.
Really?
Like, I just enjoy carving pumpkins.
Yeah.
But I feel like this year, a lot more people my age and even older are carving pumpkins in a group or with a couple.
Okay.
I'm like, what? I'm glad other people still do it.
Yeah, there you go. At least you don't feel alone and stupid.
Yeah,
doing
right?
That's funny. So we have a guestless show today, but there's a lot to talk about. This morning, my new maid, this is only her second time, right? So I'm like waiting for her. She's not showing up. I'm like waiting, not going in the shower so I don't miss her knocking on the door. You know, and I try to explain to her, you know, ring the intercom. So I'm like waiting with my phone and it's not happening. And then suddenly I hear this like light knock on the door, and there she is, and she's trying to explain to me she's been around, she's been trying to get in for like 30 minutes or so. And I'm like, so how come I didn't hear anything? You know what I mean? Why don't you call the intercom? I guess she didn't have my phone number, and it just, yeah, so... And I did have a phone number, and I thought, well, if I call, how am I going to explain to her what's going on? But in case she forgot or something,
yeah.
You know? But it's like, I don't know, you know, and it's like, and then she comes in and she does like stupid things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like shaving here. Why do you have to do my bathroom now? Go and do another bathroom, you know.
Yeah.
So we're like in the same bathroom together.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know. And I'm going, what is this? So I don't know. I think they feel they're not paid to think, you know, just to clean up and leave, you know. And but some of the maids are really cool, you know. I mean, they're fun. They're cool and everything. And you know, some of them actually make the effort to learn English so you can communicate with them.
Yeah.
Now, I just use my Google Translate on the phone
and
I try to, like, figure out sentences and stuff to say in Spanish.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough.
I know, but what can you do, you know?
Yeah.
And, but also what's funny is that people tell me, you know, don't invite them to eat and drink because then they like overdo it and stuff, you know, and then they get comfortable and they expect it from every client and things like that,
yeah.
You know. But I thought, well, why not? You know, I don't care if she eats whatever I have, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But my daughter tells me at their house, the maid actually sits and eats all their food. You
oh,
know?
Wow.
I mean, she'll sit there and have a whole meal and stuff, you know.
Oh, geez.
So that's like the other extreme, you know.
Yeah.
That's overdoing this. I mean, you don't do that.
Feeling a little bit too comfortable.
Yeah, too comfortable. And, you know, I told my daughter, I said, the moment you guys tell her to stop, you're not going to see her again, you know.
Yeah.
Because they get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's funny. But I guess you have this problem, you know.
And when you've allowed somebody to do that, it's hard to then say, oh, you can't do that anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if they said something to her, she wouldn't come back.
Right.
Yeah. So because then you're used to it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you feel like maybe they're like not as happy with you anymore
yeah.
or something, you know.
Yeah.
But I got to give it to them, man. It's hard work, you know, cleaning other people's houses and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you have to, you know, especially bathrooms. How can anybody clean somebody else's bathroom? I can't clean my own. Are you kidding?
I agree.
Right?
Yeah. I agree with you.
That's why I'm spoiled and I need a maid. I'm so congested this morning, man. God damn it. I don't know what it is. But, so I guess these nurses, a couple of them are like Ebola free now, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
The ones that were treated in Dallas and stuff. No, it's okay. And one of them actually is complaining why she was, like isolated. With quarantine.
Yeah, I guess she came back. She was having no symptoms. Well, it's like two people are telling two different stories. I think it's the mayor, is it, of New Jersey, said that she had a fever.
It's the governor, Chris Christie?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And then the boyfriend of the girl, Casey Hickox, she said she didn't have any symptoms, but they allowed her to take in her phone and her computer, so she's been doing interviews, she's been writing campaigns.
So she's not totally alone and stuff.
No, but she's been saying how, I mean, she said, to put me through this emotional and physical distress is completely unacceptable when nothing was wrong. And
right.
She, but then other people are saying, which I kind of agree, when you put yourself in the situation to be around the disease and then you come back and you expect to be okay to go on the tube and do whatever.
Right.
And then 2 weeks later you have symptoms. It's putting everybody else at risk. So it's kind of selfish, but
it is. It is, you know.
Yeah.
And they have to understand that. I mean, there's not much you can do. In fact, Australia just prompted a ban on travel from West Africa. So you can't even travel to Australia from there. And people, so the opposition in Australia is irritated, blah, 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 we shouldn't do this.
Right. I mean, it's smart. And this girl has taken, I mean, she's taken photos, she's taken videos of her kind of bed. She said it was like she was in jail and she was being punished. Not much of a bed that she got. She didn't get a bathroom, a shower. Wow. She got like a porta potty, but it wasn't a nice one.
Right.
Like it was kind of just there.
Maybe there's something to say about that, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as quarantining her, I mean, I don't know what else you can do, you know.
Yeah, she hired a lawyer, and there's photos of her and the lawyer. The small plastic window she has. The lawyer sat on the other side. She sat on the inside, and they're talking about how they're going to get it out. And
oh wow!
Yeah. So she even hired a lawyer.
Yeah, that's pretty depressing. I mean, to not only, you know, be afraid you have it, but also to be treated like that.
Yeah.
You know. But I mean, I like what Australia did, because I think we need to do the same thing. You know, enough of political correctness. You know, I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to keep it where it is and contained, because you can see what happens when it starts traveling abroad, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Then it's going to spread out of control, and God help us then.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that this girl is making a little bit too much of a fuss about this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you went there, you exposed yourself to it. So now, I mean, I think it's selfish if you would want, when you could potentially get the, I mean, because the symptoms might not show up for 3 weeks. How does she know that she's not got it?
Right.
So, but wow. I mean, it's a very detailed, it's like her life in quarantine. She wasn't given a luggage. She demanded to have a laptop and phone. She was given paper scrubs to wear. And it didn't sound nice, but
yeah.
But I mean, you went there, so
yeah.
It's like, it's a tough situation.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
definitely. Wow. So yeah, I mean, so she's out now, right? She's okay.
Yes, her lawyer, I think, fought for her to be let out.
Oh wow!
I don't think she'd done the 3 weeks or a month that she was supposed 21 days she was supposed to.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So maybe they conclusively decided that she's okay. I can't imagine them letting her out if they suspected she had it.
And she was tested twice and it was negative for Ebola. So I think was it. That she was tested twice. She didn't have it. It's like, why are you still keeping me cooped up?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty scary stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess there was the soccer team in South Africa, the captain was shot by intruders.
Right. We talked about that yesterday, remember? You don't remember that? Yeah.
Oh.
I was telling you that I lived there and people live behind electric fences and stuff. Yeah. And it was a robbery over a phone, right? They're saying over a cell phone. That's what I read.
Yeah, demanded cell phones, money, and other valuables, and he was protecting his girlfriend. See, I think this works in Pistorius's favor, this story.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when somebody, like, obviously this happens a lot.
It does happen there a lot.
And, like, yeah, like you said yesterday, sorry, Sam.
Yeah.
But I think it does work in his favor.
Oh.
That intruders come in, they have guns, and
yeah,
I don't know. But they're fighting. The lawyers are going to put in an appeal. They want it to be, because I guess he was found not guilty of murder.
Right.
Which is crazy to think that the word's not guilty.
Right.
I don't know, I find that weird that, I mean, he killed somebody and...
Yeah. But not of murder, but of killing someone, you know.
Yeah.
I forgot what they called it.
Manslaughter.
Manslaughter? No, they called it something...
A charge equivalent to manslaughter.
Okay, yeah. They had a different name for it in South Africa, though. I can't remember, but... Okay, I mean, that's... You know,
but they're going to fight it, and... But I feel like appeals never really get much notice.
Right. Yeah, and they're saying, I mean, I was reading about this, that unless they really have a compelling reason to say the judge was totally wrong...
Yeah.
Then nothing's going to change for him, you know.
Even the uncle of Pistorius has said if it's in the interest of society, they should go forward if they think it's correct.
Right.
And correct the sentence. So even his uncle saying that. So even it sounds like the family of Pistorius doesn't really believe him. I don't know.
Really?
Kind of strange.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, his life is over one way or another.
I mean,
you know, there's no way. But at the same time, I mean, 5 years in prison, you can still, that's not bad. I mean, you know, and you probably get let go on parole or something, you know.
Right.
Not parole, but what they call it. Yeah, I mean, parole, you know, if you can get out earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Well, poor Pistorius, what can I tell you? I don't know what happened there, but it does smell fishy still.
Yeah, and someone lost their life.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, moving on to Hawaii, did you hear that there's lava flow going on there?
Yeah.
And people, they're saying it's like very close to houses, like 70 yards from a house.
Yeah.
From the closest home. And this is like scary stuff, you know? I mean, they're saying the lava is like 2,000 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all molten rock, you know? I mean, it's the stuff that comes out of the earth through volcanoes. And then it hardens and, you know, I mean, it becomes like metallic stone.
Yeah.
Almost, you know. Which is interesting. I mean, I wouldn't mind being like close to it to see it.
But not so close that it could ruin your home or be a danger.
I know. Maybe from a helicopter or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I've seen scenes of lava in Hawaii. It's pretty cool. But it can move pretty fast too, you know.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and I mean that's kind of it's one of those things that you just can't stop. But also, you have some kind of warning.
Yeah,
I mean it's like kind of like, oh, well, maybe we should get out of there now,
right?
Because whether it does or does happen, it's not worth the risk. Where
right.
when you have an earthquake or an earthquake or a tsunami, you don't have warning really,
right? That's
hurricanes,
true.
Yeah, you do most of the time. You know that they're coming.
Yeah.
But you know, you have a warning.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I'm thinking that, like, you know, you're saying that they have time and stuff. One place where they didn't have time is Pompeii in Italy.
Yeah.
You know, where they had the mountain right next to them, you know, so the moment
right.
it erupted, they didn't have time to get away or anything.
Exactly. In volcanoes, you don't really have notice. But
right.
this is, you do.
Right.
Like, they kind of think that it's going to
well, because it's
more.
Been, yeah,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
been flowing for a while.
Yeah.
I guess.
Exactly.
But Pompeii is, like, weird. Have you ever been there?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, it's so weird, you know, because you see people, like, stuck in mid-motion, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It was sort of like it just stopped in time, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. I was there when I was really young. I remember it. It was pretty crazy to
yeah,
see
I
that
bet.
And to think about all this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Pompeii used to be a very prosperous city back then, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean,
bet it's somewhat cool to visit.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, yeah, all this stuff. In Hawaii, they get quite a bit of lava, I think, but I mean, not all the time, obviously, but I've seen it happen before. It's pretty volcanic area down there.
Yeah. Well, the islands are built off volcanic.
Yeah,
rock.
Probably, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's true.
There was a Colorado man. He vanished during the Broncos game this weekend. Mm-hmm. He went with his son and then two friends. And the friends and him and his son were sat at a different place. The son went to the bathroom, came back, and his dad was gone.
Wow.
And he hasn't been seen
they
since.
They can't find him?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
How
and the
scary.
Police aren't, like, they've put in a missing person report, but they're not going on hand and foot looking for him.
Right.
And searching because there's so many people and video crews that if something had happened, people would have seen.
Oh, so you think he was just trying to get away?
I have no idea.
Wow.
But that's what the police are saying. But then his family is saying, no, he wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, he wouldn't have just left. But I guess he had no cell phone. He was a hunter. So didn't carry a cell phone or credit cards or whatever.
Wow. That's mysterious stuff.
Yeah.
No phone? I mean, who doesn't have a phone these days?
I know, right?
That's pretty curious.
Yeah, but that's another reason why you should have a phone.
Yeah, there you go, you know.
Yeah, so that's scary.
I know. It's so funny how we can't manage without phones anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm. It is, but in these situations, it just shows how good mobile phones are.
Yeah.
Because you can contact someone and say, look, are you okay? Where are you?
Yeah.
Whereas they have no idea.
Trouble,
yeah.
You can call.
Yeah.
I know. It's pretty cool. And now we'll be able to, with this Apple Pay thing, I like that because for a while I've said, you know, we don't use money anyway. We use credit cards and debit cards. And money is just numbers that move from one account to the other. You know, we don't physically hold the money.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, a phone is perfect, you know, because you can store all the information there.
Mm-hmm.
We have all our lives on the phone anyway, so we might as well. So Apple Pay is doing that. And apparently they've been pretty successful in getting it into retailers, but some of the retailers are fighting back now. Like CVS and Rite Aid, they actually started using Apple Pay and they stopped. And they're saying that because they want to save the processing fees that they'd have to pay Apple, I guess. And 1.5% to 3%.
Wow.
And
It was over 200 stores that Apple Pay is in.
Oh, really? Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
but I don't know. I'm not a big fan. I don't like everything being on one. And you have to have the iPhone 6.
Right.
You can't have any other than the iPhones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have to have the new ones?
You have to have iPhone 6. And I don't know. I kind of like the idea of one thing containing everything I have kind of
But it already does. Come on.
Not really. I mean, I could survive without my phone.
Yeah.
Whereas if it had all my money and everything on it, then you can't, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know. Okay. I like the fact of still having my purse.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, you know. I mean, I think it's going to take a while for something like this to take off. But
yeah.
I do think it's part of the future, you know. You don't have to lose your cards and get them out and all that stuff, you know. Lose them.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. There's still a lot going on. We were talking about Ouija yesterday, the movie, the Ouija board movie. Apparently it did pretty well. Well, it was number one, made $20 million. And Fury, surprisingly, has not made that much. You know, it's what? It's second or third week? And it only made $46 million in total. So that's not a lot, really, for a movie with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Where you compare Gone Girl made already $124
million. Wow.
Yeah. What's the Book of Life? Have you heard of that? Is that like, I'm wondering if it's like a Disney kind of movie or something.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, so, you know, the Ouija board thing, I don't know. I mean, I don't. They're saying critics hated it. They give it 10% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is what I saw, and that kept me from going. But apparently people did like it. You know, they went.
Yeah. I'm sure it's kind of scary, and if you like, it's such a narrow market.
Yeah.
The people that like Halloween and pretty much like Ouija boards. I mean,
right, exactly. The people that play it.
If you don't believe in them, then the movie's not for you.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
But $20 million, you know, I mean, I'm sure, I don't know what the budget was like, but I'll bet you there's some school special effects here, so it would be a pretty expensive movie. So $20 million to start is not that much.
Yeah, but it's a scary movie, so I'm sure the budget wasn't.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Many of them are like independent films.
It says low budget.
Really?
I don't know what that means, though.
Yeah. Well, it probably means less than $20 million or something.
Yeah.
So that's not bad.
Yeah, so I'm sure they made.
It'll eventually make their money back.
You think?
Well, maybe.
Eventually.
Yeah. I know.
Scary movies never have the big cast. So that's one thing that doesn't attract people. They don't never really have the big
That's true, yeah.
The big stars. The star power. They're never in the scary movies.
That's true, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Except some of them. I mean, like...
Budget, you know, $5 million.
Yeah.
So it was $5 million budget, so...
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah.
So they made their money back already.
Yeah.
And more.
Yeah, they've made $16.2 million because they're at $21.2 at the box office right now.
Wow, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So I'm sure that they're pretty happy.
Yeah. I know. I wanted to bring up the fact that, I mean, the pay gap between men and women is not a surprise. We all know about that and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been ranking countries, and they found that in the U.S., two-thirds of women make... or women earn about two-thirds of what men earn for similar work.
Wow.
66%, you know. So that means that, I don't know if they're saying it's like a perception or something. So I don't know if it's indeed true or whatever, but people are rating it based on what they see. So they're saying, like, for example, in Canada, it's 72%. The U.S. is 66%. But many countries are in the 60% bracket there. So apparently this problem is worldwide.
Yeah.
You know? And if anything, it's probably better here than it is elsewhere, because in many places they really oppress women.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. But it is surprising that, you know, I mean, that women would earn that much less. I thought maybe, well... maybe 90%, 85% of what men earn.
Yeah, but 66 is a lot.
It's a lot less, mm-hmm. you know? It's a
it
lot
is
less.
A lot.
And so, you know, the, I mean, yeah, I'd be upset if I was a woman and I was getting paid less. The thing is that they're saying it's for equal work, so I don't know what that means, you know?
So
if they're doing like the same thing, I guess,
yeah.
if one was a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
the other one was a lawyer. Wow, that's pretty interesting. I mean, I don't know how they can do that. But they do.
It's crazy.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can pay whatever they want, I guess. But how do people, companies get away with it? I don't know. You know, I guess because women don't have much of a choice. You know, because if every job does that, then you don't have much of a choice.
And I feel like most women don't, or a lot, I should say, don't. Maybe not have the confidence, but they don't say in the interview or in the negotiation period when it comes to money,
right.
well, I think I deserve more and I will only work for this amount of
right.
money. But I feel like men do say that.
Right.
So I feel like that could be
one of the reasons. Oh, you think men do say that?
I could see, yeah. Oh. I could see men being like, well, I'm worth this.
Right.
Whereas I don't know if how many women would do that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just...
That's just
opinion,
you,
but
yeah.
yeah. I would say I'm worth this,
right?
And I think a lot more people now are probably doing that,
right?
But I think it's taking time for women to understand their worth, especially in the workplace, because it's always been male driven for so long.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, in most of the world, it's like that, but they're saying something interesting. Like, for example, wow, like in Israel, 47%.
Wow.
It's like they earn half.
That's crazy. What about the UK?
The UK is up there. Like, I think it was also like 69.
Oh, more 69. Than America.
Yeah, more than America, but not by much.
Yeah.
3%, you know. But yeah, I mean, that still happens. It's pretty pretty wild.
Yeah, definitely.
In Malawi, 85% of women work compared to 81% of men. So like in Africa, more women work than men. I don't know if they earn more, but yeah.
Interesting.
They're saying only 4 countries in the world have higher proportion of women at work than men. And they're all in Africa too. Wow.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Where the men are probably, they get high on their ganja all day or something. They let their women go to work. Wow. So we're ranked like, where are we ranked? Like 142 countries. We're ranked where? I don't know. It doesn't say.
Doesn't say numbers.
Oh, 65th.
So middle-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, the middle.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. It's very interesting because you'd think here it would be the least problem, you know? Because we're an advanced society.
Right.
We go for equality, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, so, I mean, that's why, you know, I guess when they say the war on women, I can understand, you know, this is definitely part of it.
Right.
You know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
There's a a funny story here. I guess a woman was drunk and was going to pick up her boyfriend from a bar and mistook the bar for a police station. So this is in Missouri, I think it was, Michigan. So she backed into a spot. One of the policemen realized they could smell alcohol and they did a breath test. She was more than twice over the limit.
Wow.
0.08 blood percent, percent blood alcohol. So now she's facing drunk drive charges, which it's like, oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing.
It is. But it shows you how stupid it is to drink so much.
Oh, yeah.
Into stupor where you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Mm-hmm. There was a crash in Orange County this weekend. It was a drunk driver who had a suspended license and had previously had a suspended license for a previous DUI, crashed into a car of four and killed one of them.
Wow. Yeah. And he's probably survived, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always survive.
Yeah.
Yeah. This drunk driving thing is such an epidemic, you know, and people don't learn. I mean, you said he'd been arrested before,
mm-hmm.
his license suspended. Yeah. What else can you do, you know? So you got to throw someone like that in jail, man.
Yeah.
They're a menace to society.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
To killing people like this. I mean, what is this, you know? And I can't imagine how you can operate a car when you're drunk. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes it's hard to operate your car when you're straight completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
I mean, he just flew through a red light.
Wow.
I mean, how is your vision so impaired? That's just how drunk he was, that you just drive right through a red light.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really sad.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about, being able to earn money and stuff by women and stuff, but I guess college students have it pretty difficult too. They're saying that, you know, degrees are probably not worth it, you know, the money you spend into it,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you get out of college, your degree isn't worth much. You know, I mean, it used to be that a bachelor's degree was a pretty advanced thing, you know.
Yeah.
And today it's like high school. It's like the minimum.
And it is. And, I mean, I've seen so many jobs that say you need a bachelor's degree plus 5 years of experience or an MBA in a year of experience.
So yeah.
It's like, but also, I think the experience, I mean, it's time. I mean, that to me is worth so much more than sitting in school and learning about economics when I don't want to do economics.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. They teach you a lot of things you don't want to learn. But, but also, at the same time, I know when I went to college, I learned a lot of new things that opened my horizons a lot more.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I changed my mind about what I wanted to do with my life and things like that. So it's not bad to have all these electives and stuff, you know, in college.
Definitely. I agree. But I think that when you get out, it sucks that you still might not know what you want to do.
Yeah.
And just because you have a degree doesn't mean somebody's going to hire you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you invest a lot of money in this and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that the average amount that people spend is like $200,000 for the 4 years, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In school. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, for a lot of people, it's too expensive to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Especially when you have like four kids.
Yeah.
That's like $1 million right there.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, well, obviously most of these people don't pay out of their own pocket. But, you know, grants and scholarships and stuff like that. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you see, the value of a bachelor's degree today is $275,000. Well, they're saying that's the value of it.
So that's how much it costs.
Yeah. It takes about 10 years to recoup the cost of a bachelor's degree.
Wow.
There you go.
And you, and once you're out of college, I think you have 3 months, and then you have to start paying back the loans.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that was what it was.
Yeah. What a way to start your life, your adult life, being in debt.
With
you
all
know.
That debt.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I imagine a lot of young people have problem paying off their debt, you know.
Yeah.
Because the job outlook is not that great for college grads.
Right. You know. And exactly. And the wage isn't that good for right out of college. And
right. You see, it's only in some professions, I think, that it makes sense, you know. But for the most part, you know, yeah, it's nice to get a business degree or something, but it's not going to help you.
And it's crazy. And I mean, in America, in England, you go to, if you're going to go to university and you want to be a lawyer, you go to be a lawyer. That's what you study.
Right.
Whereas in America, you have to go to college, then you have to go to law school, then you have to go to med school, then you have to go to whatever kind of school.
Yeah.
Like in England, it's like you just go to one.
Right.
When you go to university, you go to study whatever you want to do.
Right.
Whereas in America, I find it insane that, I mean, you go to a four-year school, then you go to a seven-year dental or medical or whatever. It's like, that is so much school.
It is.
It's so overwhelming. I would never want to be a doctor or a dentist or whatever, just because I'd have to go to so much school.
Yeah.
It's crazy. A lawyer, law, how long is law school? Like three years?
Yeah. But then like, they have to be like, they have to work for free, don't they, or something? Like medical residents, they have to put in some hours for free.
Yeah, it's so, I mean, props to anyone that that does. Yeah. I have a friend that's in New York right now going to med school, and it's like, wow.
Yeah. I know.
It's a lot of school.
Who's got the patience for that, you know?
Yeah, and it's hard, too.
Yeah.
I mean, all she does is study.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's all they do is study, you know? Yeah. And you mentioned dentists. It occurred to me the other day, I read somewhere, the dentists have the highest suicide rate. Go figure why, you know, and drug abuse and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, why, you know? I mean, it's not, I can't see how it's a very high-stress job. Any more than being a doctor.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. Yeah, I mean, when you're a doctor, you potentially have to tell people they have cancer and they have
illnesses. More responsibilities, I think, you know. So that's kind of curious, and I don't know what the assumptions are, like why it happens.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to know.
Definitely.
Wow. Do you remember the Toronto mayor that got into the crack-smoking mayor?
Mm-hmm.
That the bald guy.
Right.
Sort of like pulled through all of it, you know. I mean, the scandal, everything. He stayed mayor; he wouldn't leave. And I was elected for the city council. I mean, what is this, you know? So the reason he didn't run for re-election is because he's got cancer and liposarcoma. I guess that's a rare aggressive cancer. So I guess he decided not to run for mayor, but he was elected for the city council. And the thing is that, I mean, what is this? People don't have, like, values anymore. I mean, you know, this is a person who obviously, yes, he needs help. It's, you know, it's, it doesn't make him a bad person, but it's also not someone I would want on the city council. You know, his judgment is pretty shitty, you know. His ability to make decisions is not the best. So I don't know that I would hire someone like that or elect them.
Yeah, I agree.
Have you heard about the book Go the F to Sleep?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's like a book for adults about kids that have trouble going to sleep. So I guess they made a big deal out of it because LeVar Burton, who was he was like in the series Roots a long time ago, and I guess he was in Star Trek also. He was doing a reading of the book, but they call it an irreverent children's book. But I can't imagine this being a children's book, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah,
you know, with that kind of language. So he did a reading to adults, they're saying, but as part of a charity. But still, people found it like odd that he would do something like that, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty much the way you read it is go the fuck to sleep, you know. And I'm sure a lot of parents feel that way. That's why this book became so popular and stuff.
Yeah.
But
not a children's book.
Yeah. He says it's one of my adults. Favorite children's stories.
Oh, wow.
I don't see how they can be a child's story. But I don't think you'd find it in the children's book section.
Yeah. I doubt
maybe
it.
Maybe you can. I don't know. What do I know? People are crazy, man. They do crazy stuff.
It's true.
All right, folks. We talked a lot for one day. Since we didn't have a guest to do some of the talking, we did a lot of the talking today. Always fun.
Definitely.
And that's it. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.